Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Elected officials in Oregon are criticizing President Trump for encouraging violence in Portland. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, a man was shot and killed Saturday night after weeks of unrest in the city.
The shooting in Portland followed a large parade of vehicles driven through the streets by President Trump supporters. Portland police have not yet said if the shooting was related to clashes between Trump supporters and counter-protesters in the city. At a press conference, Mayor Ted Wheeler expressed condolences for the victim's family and blamed President Trump for the escalating violence.
It's you who have created the hate and the division.
Portland has become a flashpoint for criminal justice protests since George Floyd was killed in May. In a barrage of tweets, President Trump called the mayor a fool and defended his own supporters who appeared to be firing paintballs and pepper spray from pickup trucks at onlookers as they drove through the streets. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Two Chicago police officers are in stable condition after being shot early this morning. As Sarah Carr from member station WBEZ reports, a suspect was also shot and critically injured.
Police say the incident started when police stopped a car suspected of having a person with a gun inside. When the suspect refused to leave the car, a struggle ensued and shots were fired by the suspect and three officers. Police Superintendent David Brown spoke outside the hospital early Sunday morning.
We should never question the commitment, dedication, bravery, and courage of our Chicago police officers.
Both the officers are in their 20s and have been on the force for about 2 years. One of them was struck twice and had surgery this morning, according to a doctor. They're part of mobile units just formed this summer to combat violence, police said. For NPR News, this is Sarah Karp in Chicago.
India has registered another record-breaking spike in new coronavirus infections in a single day. As Shushmita Pathak reports, it's also a world record.
In the past 24 hours, India has seen nearly 79,000 fresh COVID-19 cases. It's the most cases any country has recorded in a single day since the pandemic began. The spike comes as India further relaxes lockdown rules. Metro trains will resume service next month, and gatherings limited to 100 people will be allowed with some restrictions.
Shushmita Pathak reporting. In the U.S., there are nearly 6 million cases of the virus, and nearly 183,000 people have died. This according to data from Johns Hopkins University researchers. Mexican airline Interjet says it will increase the number of routes and the frequency of domestic flights starting next month. The carrier, one of Mexico's three biggest airlines with more than 50 routes, says it will enforce health and safety regulations and offer passengers rapid COVID-19 tests and masks. Last month, Interjet got $150 million to help it through a major restructuring to offset the financial crisis caused by the pandemic. You're listening to NPR News. President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner is in Jerusalem, this ahead of an unprecedented trip with Israeli officials to the United Arab Emirates. The goal is to promote the opening of relations between the two countries.
While this peace agreement was thought by many to be impossible, the stage is now set for even more. Over the last 3.5 years, a lot of people described the state of the Middle East as hopeless. But what I've felt over the last couple weeks is a new sense of optimism.
But the deal isn't final yet and could run into snags over weapon sales to the UAE. Kushner is flying Israel's first publicly acknowledged fight to the Emirates, and a topic expected to be discussed is starting regular flights between the two Mideast countries. Police in Belarus say they have arrested at least 125 anti-government demonstrators as tens of thousands of protesters filled the center of the capital of Minsk for a third consecutive day. Demonstrators say the election that gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term was rigged. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg was at the demonstration.
Well, here in Minsk, Sundays have become the key day for protesting against Alexander Lukashenko. But it feels very different this Sunday. There are far more police, much tighter security, riot police here with their shields. We've seen some scuffles and police detaining some of the protesters, and police have also cornered off Independence Square.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Minsk, Belarus. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.